We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
I'm going to begin today a series of talks from the Psalms. Now, I'm not going to give these messages in an expository sort of way. I'm not going to give them as an exposition. I'm going to just take verses from the Psalms because there's always in that the sob of the human heart and the hope of the souls of men. Everything's in the Psalms, everything here. But it's in the Psalms is messianic. That means it's prophesied concerning Christ. For instance, the 22nd Psalm is a prophecy of death by crucifixion and a very pen picture of death by crucifixion. You take, of course, the 23rd Psalm, you know that, and the 24th Psalm is a prophecy of the Lord's second coming, and all through the Bible. But I'm going to bring down to the everyday, ordinary life as I go through certain practical lessons. Now, I don't know how long I'll stay in the Psalms, but you can get anything you need here. Christ is in the Psalms. His first coming is in the Psalms. His second coming is in the Psalms. His intercession's in the Psalms. You can get everything you need here to help you along the road of life. Of course, you'll have to tie it up with the New Testament and the prophecies that have been fulfilled in the New Testament. Now, we're going to take the first verse this morning of the first Psalm. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now, I want you to know what it says now. First, you know, there's a negative side to living as well as a positive side. Now, every man has to be positively right if he's to be negatively right, if I may put it that way. No man can keep from doing things that he ought not to do unless he does what he ought to do. Now, keep that in mind. In other words, you cannot be permanently good unless you are good. And every man who doesn't do what he ought to do will do what he ought not to do. But don't forget there's a negative side. I think in our modern day, we've stopped preaching against things and are going to preach for things. Well, now, there's some things we need to preach against. And that's one reason that so many things have slipped up on us in this country, that we have no great prophetic voice dealing with these things. That's the reason we've come where we make light of sin in this country. That's the reason Christian people have pulled down the standards, so many of them. They've thought of the positive side, but they've neglected the negative side. Now, the grace of God has been to all men teaching us to deny ungodliness. That's where you start, see. We should serve. Deny this and serve this. Now, notice what he says here. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, or the stand the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. That's a wonderful verse. Now, a man, the happy man, does not do certain things. He doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He gets advice at the right place. He sits at the feet of men who know God. And he doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful, stand the way of sinners, sit in the seat of the scornful. Now, an ungodly man, as I think I've told you in another message, is simply a man who lives without God. No man can give you safe advice unless he is a godly man. Now, he may tell you about mathematics. He may tell you about a scientific laboratory test. But no man can give you safe advice, whoever he may be, unless he's a godly man. Now, if I've had any success in this world, as I've gone along, from even when I was just a young fella, I've always got my advice from people that I thought had spiritual understanding. I remember in our organization years ago, we had a very brilliant fellow. He's a fine teacher, fine man, nice man. But his judgment about a good many things was not, well, it didn't amount to much. But we had in our organization a very unassuming kind of a woman. She was well-educated, but she was unassuming and modest. But I soon observed that that woman seemed to be able to see through everything. You didn't have to explain much to her. She seemed to understand every moral issue that came up. And I got where I went to her for advice. When something had come up I wasn't sure about, maybe a sort of complicated issue, and I'd say, I'd like to ask you, Miss So-and-so, how does this look to you? And that woman for over a year was my advisor, see. God gave her special spiritual apprehension. And if a case had come up in the administration, I was at that time president, and you have cases sometimes that you don't know how to evaluate. You have certain facts. They're just this fact and that fact and that fact. And you tie those facts together. And you don't know exactly what to do with them, you see. You tie them all together. You know what the facts are. But the interpretation is a different thing. We have that come up quite often in school. You say, now this person did so and so. Was it his background or her background? What was it? Why would that person do that thing? Well, somebody say, you know, she didn't have much training. She was brought up differently, and people are not Christians. She's only been converted for a while. And You wonder sometimes, and sometimes you can say, well, this explains it, see. Just a little baby in Christ, and so on. But I soon learned that this woman could always evaluate the facts. She was a great blessing. She's now a missionary. I hated to lose her. She'd be worth everything to any institution just to sit there and be a spiritual advisor. God gave her special gifts. Did you know God does that for some people? Some people have special apprehension. They have special understanding. Now, in evangelistic work, you have to have pretty good judgment because your issues are coming all the time. You've got to make your decisions. You'll make a mistake sometime. But if your heart's right and you're actually right with God, He may let you make a mistake in order to let the wrath of man to praise. You know, people don't stop to think about that. The mistake that a man who makes God first in his life will be a mistake that God Almighty will overrule, always overrule. Like a man said to me one time, said, well, I like what that fellow's preaching, but don't like the way he's preaching. Well, he's preaching the best he knew how with the best judgment he had, and he's preaching his own style, maybe his way, see. But he's a godly man. I found out the man's opinion was good, and you could usually depend upon him. All right, now a happy man, the man who's right, the man who makes a success as a Christian man, a religious leader, is a man that doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He may get education advice from an educator, scientific advice from a scientist, business advice from a banker, but when a moral problem comes, or a spiritual problem arises, he immediately goes to a man of mature, godly Christian experience. Beware of these people, these young people in the world today, that are sitting at each other's feet instead of sitting at the feet of maturity. Did you know there's a satanic attack in this country today on old age? Did you know that? There's a peculiar satanic attack, very subtle, that when your head gets gray and you've had experience, you don't know anything, see? There's an attack. It's of the devil all over the world to break down the maturity of Christian experience and Christian leadership. Now, this youth movement has a wonderful movement. We thank God for it. But I have seen it in the last 5 years make great mistakes because the youth leaders sat at each other's feet and said the feet of men who had had experience and who had been over the road. Now, when I was a young fellow as an evangelist, I was a young man. This country was filled with old men in evangelistic work. Sam Jones was still living, George Stewart, H.C. Morrison, Wilbur Chapman, R.A. Tarr, and those men. Why, I sat at Dr. Tarr's feet like a little boy when I was 25 years old. That man who'd preached around the world. I found his footprints reaching Australia and New Zealand. You sit down at the feet of those men, talk to them, see? Now, this Bible says, happy is a man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He does not stand away of sinners. He doesn't sit in the seat of this corner. I'm talking fast because my time's short and I won't have time to get through this message. So if I run my words together, just overlook it the best you can. I won't go so fast probably tomorrow. But time caught me a little bit. All right. Now, an ungodly man is a man that lives without God. He may not be a bad man. He may not be an immoral man. He simply lives without God. That's all. Now, a sinner is a man that's against God. He's antagonistic to what God has. An ungodly man just drifts along. A sinner is a man that's against God. He's an ungodly man that's a rebel against God. Now, the scorner's worse. He's a man that holds God in contempt. He holds all that's spiritual in contempt. Now, there are the three steps. Ungodly, you start out without God. Sooner or later, you become a sinner. You shake your fist at God. Later, you become a scorner. You hold God in contempt. I've seen those things happen in the lives of people. Start out, maybe a nice, clean fellow. Well, I'm just not interested, you see. Well, you better be. You better be interested. First thing you know, you'll be striking back at God Almighty, a rebel against God. And then, first thing you know, you'll begin to hold God in contempt. And you'll be holding everything in contempt which God stands. Now, these are wonderful things I'm talking about. Isn't it wonderful that God put this in the Bible? Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He does not run around and get his advice from ungodly people. Second, he does not walk in the way of sinners. He doesn't go along with the sinner. He doesn't take the sinner's side. He loves the sinner. He prays for the sinner. But he doesn't line up on the side of a sinner. A man who's wrong, he doesn't line up on his side. And the next thing is, he certainly doesn't go sit down with a scorner. The scorner, the man that has a contempt for God, is a sinner who's ripe for hell. He's the ungodly man who's reached the precipice ready to leap. Now, that's true in the Word of God. It's true now as it was when it was written here with the pen of inspiration. It will be true until all things have come to an end and Jesus Christ takes us into eternity forever and ever. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is truth incarnated, died on the cross to save us. We thank Thee for the wisdom that we can have when we have Him. Help us to sit humbly at His feet. Help us to have His blood applied and cleanse our hearts from sin. Help us to be what we ought to be, faithful and true and loyal to the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep us ever in contact with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit in contact with us, and may we be filled with His power to live the lives we ought to live, victoriously day by day. For Jesus' sake, amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.